I shake my head. Chucha is the only one left working in the compound. She doesn't have time to do extra cleaning. Slowly, we creep up to the door and glance in. Someone is moving around in the darkness inside. We run back so fast that I can feel my heart racing long after my legs have stopped. Later, bouncing together on Sammy's trampoline, we promise not to tell our parents about our discovery just yet, or they won't let us explore the compound anymore. We jump up and down, trying to touch the lowest branches on the ceiba tree. When Mrs. Washburn comes out with lemonade, we climb off the trampoline. "How are you children doing?" she asks. She has big blue, wide-open eyes and looks as if she is always surprised. "Fine and dandy," Sam says quickly, raising a finger when his mother isn't looking and crossing his lips.
Well, things seem to be getting better for Anita and her family. The SIM have finally gone away. That American guy, Mr. Washburn, has moved into the Garcia's old house, and Anita has made friends with Mr. Washburn's son, Sam. Do you understand why Anita's parents are so happy to have the Washburns move in? Mr. Washburn works for the United States government, and the United States is a very large and powerful country. El Jefe can't afford to have the U.S. mad at him, and that means that Washburn is a really useful friend for Anita's family to have. One more thing. What's going on in Tio Tony's house? Do you think Anita will be in trouble for not telling anyone what she saw? By the way, this might be a good time to stop your recording and take a look at the map of the compound at the front of the book. It shows where Anita's house and Tio Tony's casita are. The map also shows the Garcia's old house where the Washburns are now living. Let's go on to chapter 3, which starts on page 26.
You're at the end of this disc. Please insert disc 2 into your CD player and begin reading at the top of page 26.